Command by Julian Stockwin. Read by Christian Rotzke. To do great things is difficult, but to command great things is more difficult. Friedrich Nietzsche. Chapter 1.
Damn you, sir! You've set my standing orders to defiance and made Tenacious a spectacle before the fleet. How dare you attempt an excuse of your conduct?
Captain Rowley's words could be heard right across the quarterdeck, even above the streaming rain and bluster of the filthy weather.
Sir, my respects, but I judged it to be... Judge! It is not your place to judge, Mr. Kidd. No, sir. It is your sworn duty to ensure my orders are strictly obeyed, all of them, and most especially my written orders.
Rowley's nostrils flared.
And this is not the first time I've had the disagreeable necessity of remonstrating with you concerning your conduct since I have come aboard.
Sir, this is...
Enough! Rowley shouted. You, sir, have tried my patience too far.
Kidd's stomach tightened.
You are now confined to your cabin until such time as the Commander-in-Chief is informed of your conduct and you have answered for it.
At the words, shocked faces turned. The place for a captain to discipline an officer was the great cabin, not on deck within earshot of the entire watch.
Aye, aye, sir, Kidd said thickly and clapped on his sodden cocked hat.
The die was now irrevocably cast. Captain Rowley was taking it further to the august Admiral Keith, commander of the Mediterranean fleet. Kidd turned stiffly and went below. This probably signalled the end of his naval career. Rage washed over him. It was not so much the shame and futility, but the unfairness that of all the ghosts from his past, it had been Rowley who'd come back.